turunduse täht.
Is there anything that you noticed during a week whom you would like to give an award, saying that they are doing something great and we should really, really learn from them?
Yeah, I think it's Okay and Go, Upside Down, Inside Out, the song I've mentioned. I've just sent you the link to the video.
Yeah, so, thank you.
As Seven Nail Lines have created such a movie how many weeks ago? About 3 weeks ago. I think it's a very interesting example of how the cultural music band can collaborate with airlines brand and create something new. Because S7 Airlines is now stands for being very, very creative. So and being about experience. So it's not about being traditional caring airlines. It's about airline for fun. So they started to associate to be as associated with this positive attitude of living, and no matter about the service, which is still great, because in Russia we are the market of Aeroflot company, and S7 Airlines is, let's say, second air company in Russia, and they're doing good in competing with Aeroflot at the moment, just offering these creative collaborations. Also, they had very nice collaboration with kids. They asked kids at the age of starting from 5 to 7, ask one question: where do you want to go? And children started to talk about imaginary places, like the place where mammoths still have, or the place where you will have chocolate lake, or the place where you will have, I don't know, superhero. And they actually showed an example, visualization of particular real place where the children will look and say, yeah, it's about mammoths, it's about the chocolate lake, or it's about a whale in the earth, which about Hazer. So they look particular real places. So again, it's about the trend that you can do anything. Because people they love think about themselves that they can do and achieve anything in their lives. So they relate to particular trends in culture and in consumer minds. And I think that's why they deserve your awards.
Very good. It's a very good candidate. I have it's a bit more difficult to find a good candidate for this week, but when I talked to my team in the office, they proposed that there is a new movie, also going to the cultural side. It's not Estonian origin, but they have bought a license from Denmark, and I think in English it will be something like a reunion or something, but how the people are getting together after 20 years of the high school and what's happening. It's a lot of fun, famous Estonian stars, and it was really a movie that has brought a record amount of people to the movie theaters. And what is especially fun, I think, is that they have done very smartly the distribution and the showing, because it's not usually you see the most popular movies in the kind of the big movie theaters, and believe me, there are not many of them in Estonia, a small country. But now they somehow managed to go very fast to a very, very small places. So I live in a small, let's say, village, and in our school, they were showing the film, and everywhere in social media, I heard that I can go to my kid's school to look at the movie. So they tried to use all the different and also kind of alternative places. And what could be a better place than a school, by the way, to talk about the high school reunion? So in that way, it probably also, in a kind of very smart, with a very smart move, it helped to raise tremendously the amount of viewers during the first week, and already this buzz helped them to even more increase during the second week, and probably they are running now for the third, if I'm not mistaken. So this was my candidate from the, let's say, if not last week, but from the a couple of weeks what really Estonians currently are talking about.
Can you give you another example? Very interesting, I think. Remember, I told you about that status is dying.
Yeah, you told.
And luxury as a category is almost to die, because people will talk about an experience more. And I'll send you the link to a clip, musical clip, by a music band called Leningrad. I don't know. Do you know them?
No.
Okay, you will.
Thank you.
They had this particular movie clip had 60 million views at the moment, which is pretty good, I think, for 1 month. And the reason why, do you know the shoes, lady shoes called Labutans? It costs about like 5 to 7,000 euros.
Wow, okay, that's why I don't know.
French designer Labutan has created them. So the movie is the actually story, it's a casual story of love, like the girl wants to date with a boy, and she's preparing for a date. And somehow she doesn't have these Labutans, obviously, because she's from the poor family, and she doesn't need it. And the clip, actually, the movie clip, has killed image, luxury image of Labutans. It's not a classical clip anymore. It's again a mix of two genres. One of them is a movie and a short story, and the clip, musical clip. So it has both. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the question number four.
Okay. No. We cannot move. It's really interesting. I will look at. But I get an understanding what you have in mind. So we still need to make a choice. So what would you prefer? You as a guest can start.
I think still in. You know, if we are talking about the size of the trends, I think Labutans is the biggest one.
Okay.
It represents several trends. The first of one is about the status. It's about the mixing genres. And it's very popular. I mean, in terms of number of views, 60 million is, I think, unbeatable.
Absolutely. Okay, so about 60 million views probably will be enough to win a weekly marketing award. Do you agree with me?
Okay, yes.
Okay, I think it's a good choice.